I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. There's a scene in the Lego Batman movie where Bruce Wayne sits at home alone in Wayne Manor on Wayne Island, watching Jerry Maguire on TV. He laughs uproariously at the scene where Tom Cruise says, "You complete me," and Renee Zellweger says, "You had me at hello." We don't know at this point why such a touching exchange should make him laugh, but the movie already had me at black, which is its very first word intoned sententiously over a black screen. "Black," Batman says in his gravelly voice, "all important movies begin with a black screen." Well, this one isn't important. That's another of its umpteen jokes. And the frantic pace can drive you beyond distraction to the brink of dissociation. It's really funny, though, an animated send-up of comic book epics that vanquishes solemnity with the power of super silliness. But is it as good as the Lego movie, which was a surprise hit 3 years ago? No, it is not. The Lego movie was a witty satire of social conformity. It was also politically prescient in depicting a country run by President Business, a villain voiced by Will Ferrell. The Lego Batman movie targets the familiar universe of superheroes and extravagant villains with a subplot reminiscent of The Incredibles. Society has come to see Batman and his ilk as vigilantes who need to learn the value of teamwork. Within that universe, though, is a world of wild invention and freewheeling evocation of superheroic mythology. A Batman, voiced by Will Arnett, whose neuroses are as deep as his voice, a preening but needy Joker, an orphaned Dick Grayson who desperately wants Batman to adopt him, an infestation of obscure and or absurd villains and villainesses, from Clayface and Poison Ivy through Polka Dot Man to Condiment King, a ceaseless cascade of sight gags, and all of it set forth in psychedelic neon hues, accompanied by a buoyant music track that recycles and recharges the pounding theme of the 1960s Batman TV series. The most appropriate musical accompaniment to the core of the story might have been Barbra Streisand and Julio Iglesias singing "Feelings." This Batman, standing on his stumpy little Lego legs, is a classic case of a repressed personality who finally gets in touch with his you-know-what. "I don't do ships," he tells the Joker early on. Translation, "He isn't into relationships. You mean nothing to me," he says. "No one does." This comes as devastating news to the Joker, who needs to know he occupies a special place in Batman's life as his number one enemy. "I don't feel anything emotionally but rage," the Caped Crusader adds later. That's why he lives alone, stays up all night, and listens to angry music. And yes, it's why he laughs at Tom and Renee and Jerry Maguire. In the Lego Batman movie, everything clicks together in the end. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.